Hey guys, it's Jacob Wynn from The Tripod, where we break down the NFL every week from a punting perspective, give you best bets and reasoning behind it. And I'm coming to you a day early. Merry Christmas. I thought I'd shoot this out Christmas night if people have got the time to watch. There's a few reasons. Tomorrow is pretty hectic with sport, including an NFL game, which I have a best bet on. Around 7:30 in the morning, there's three more games on Sunday, Aussie time, and then the rest of the slate. Well, most of the slate on Monday, and I think even a Tuesday game. So I just thought I like quite a few sides in the games today. So why not just jump on now? And I will tell you guys, I even skipped dessert at that family Christmas day today because I wanted to make sure I wasn't shortchanging anybody. I did my full deep dive for week 16 in the NFL, and I do like quite a few plays. Not only that, I've basically combined my seven favorite games and I've got 117-1 multi to share out. I've got a bonus college football future pick to share out. And I'll remind you guys of my wide world bet of the week, which is for tomorrow, which is not NFL, but it does involve NBA if you're a sports fan. So I'm going to jump straight into it. My handicaps on the games might be slightly more brief, but I actually want to start with a little story because it's Christmas. I'm going to tell you about one of the worst beats of my lifetime. This happened 9 years ago. It was, at the time, by far the biggest bet I had ever placed. And this is what happened. Basically, at this time, 9 or 10 years ago, I was starting to, I would say, at least have some sharp tendencies, at least start to understand how betting really works and where you can find value. And a way that you used to be able to find a lot of value, and I think you still can, is betting in the final week of the NFL season. Now, this week is week 16. It's not the final week. But 9 years ago, it was week 17 occurring on Christmas Day. It was the final game of the season. And I found the perfect bet, like one of the best bets you could ever make. It was the Houston Texans completely locked in to a bye, locked in to winning their division. Couldn't improve their position in the seeding if they won. Couldn't go further down if they lost. And they were already down to a second string QB. In fact, I think the second string was injured, so they were down to their third string. So they thought, well, we can't play him in case he gets injured. So they played their fourth string QB. They had like Arian Foster at running back. No way he played. Andre Johnson, wide receiver. No way. So basically they played absolute scrubs, right? And they're at home to the Tennessee Titans, who were outside of the playoffs but had to win to have a chance to make the playoffs. So I've got one team desperate, fighting for their lives, like a 8-7 team that's decent against the 10-win team that's got nothing to achieve. And I laid just a simple -2 with the Titans. So, of course, I had a massive bet on them. The game was too close for comfort. Texans actually got an early lead with, like, their fourth-string QB. I'm a bit worried. I think the game was even tied going into the fourth quarter. I'm laying -2 with the Titans. I'm going, what the hell? This should have been the easiest win ever. Titans get up 7, get the ball back. There's about a minute to go. The Titans have the ball and they're up 7. So I'm pretty close to have won my bet and I'm counting my winnings. They fumble the ball. So now I'm sweating like hell. But I'm still thinking, well, there's a minute to go. They should hold on to the win. They're desperate. They're trying to make the playoffs. Worst case scenario, Texans score. It will tie it up at 23-all. We go to overtime. And in overtime, you either win by 3 or by 6. So even then, like worst case, I'm 50-50 or better because I am on the slight favorite. And then Houston starts moving the ball in this final minute. And it occurs to me, hang on, they've got nothing to gain by winning this. If they score, this is 9 years ago where barely anyone went for two. But it occurred to me, if they score, they'll go for two. And they'll either win by one or lose by one. And I'm laying -2 with the Titans. So what do you think happens? Of course, the Texans score on fourth down, go for two. They actually false start. So they went for two from 7 yards back. Didn't get it. The Titans won by one. I had, like, I'm telling you, three times bigger than any bet I'd ever placed before in my life on the Titans -2. Did I mention that was Christmas morning that I got up early to watch? So you can imagine my mood for the rest of that Christmas 9 years ago. But I'm in a better mood today. Let's jump into the games for week 16. Okay, the game tomorrow is the Vikings at the Saints. The Saints are a 6.5, maybe -7, depending where you look, favorite. And I'm going to play the Saints. For me, it's a dream crusher for the Vikings. I was on them a few games. I was willing to ride them while they controlled their playoff destiny. They couldn't beat the Bears last week. They could basically not stop the Bears all of last week. And now I just don't know what they've got to achieve in this one, really. They're not going to make the playoffs now. Whereas the Saints, No shame in losing by 3 to Kansas City. Drew Brees came back and just could not move the ball on third down. His conversion rate was horrendous, but I know it will get better. And I know that when you've got a superstar like Alvin Kamara in the backfield with you, that helps you make plays, even though they're missing Michael Thomas. The Saints, they're still pushing. They still need to get wins like this to make sure they lock up the division or even still a chance to get back and get the number one seed in the NFC if Green Bay do slip up. I think -6.5 is reasonably cheap on the Saints at home, who have a great defense as well. So -6, $1.90 on Bet365 on the Saints. That game is tomorrow morning if you're punting on that one. Okay, next game, the Falcons are at the Chiefs. And again, I think dream crusher for the Falcons. Now, they were not in the playoff picture, but I explained last week why I was on the Falcons, and I took them +3.5 in the first half. I think they were up 17-0 against the Buccaneers. But they blew the game. They blew a 17-point lead. It wouldn't be like the Falcons to blow a big lead against Tom Brady, but they did. Not that it mattered for our first half bet, but it matters to them, I think. Pretty deflating to lose at home after being up 17-0. And now you've got to go on the road to the Chiefs. Now, the Chiefs, if they win this, they lock up the number one seed. It gives them all the possibilities, such as being able to rest everybody in week 17. I think they won't muck around. On top of that, Falcons, I think bottom three defense in the league, and I'm going to bet on the Chiefs to come out gangbusters early. And this might seem like a high team total, but when you've got this historical offense, I think nothing's too high. So I'm taking the Chiefs in the first half to score over 16.5 points at $1.83 on Bet365. Obviously 17 being a very key first half number, two touchdowns and a field goal. Next game I like, the Bears are a 7.5 point favorite against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And my handicap is simple here. And I know I'm not getting a ton of value because this is very widely well known. But the Jets causing that massive upset last week all of a sudden massively opens the door for the Jags, who now have the worst record by tiebreaker in the NFL. Why is that relevant? Because possibly a generational talented QB in Trevor Lawrence is going to be the first overall number one pick in the draft next year. And all the Jags, who've been, you know, irrelevant for a number of years, apart from a 1 or 2 year window where they actually had a 10-point lead against the Pats and could have made the Super Bowl when they had that like Saxonville fearsome defense, and then it's fallen away again. They can be relevant again if they get Trevor Lawrence. All they got to do to not stuff up is not win in the last 2 weeks. So I know that the players maybe don't care. They don't think about the future prospects of the franchise. But there's just been so much publicity about how disappointed the Jets fans are that they won. I just don't know what's really motivating the Jags. Meanwhile, the Bears, I've been fading them. And my reason why I was fading them was they look like they had no juice left. They look like they didn't have belief in their offense and the defense just wasn't putting in the effort. But I was wrong. They fought hard. They've had a couple of really impressive wins the last couple of weeks. Trubisky playing the best ball he's ever played in his career to save his career. And that energizes the defense too. Now, my bets are going to be on the Bears, but I actually am going to trend more to the over because I think there's a give-up factor for the Jags. And even if the Bears' defense plays awesome, that can lead to Chicago points. So I'm going to take Chicago in the first half to score over 13.5 points, $1.80 on Bet365, and Chicago over 27 for the game. And that would push if they score exactly 27. That's $1.85 on Ladbrokes and Neds. Next game, the Browns are playing the Jets, and the Browns, I think, are around a -9.5 point favorite. And again, it's kind of along the similar lines that the Jets have just copped so much shit for actually winning last week. And they've come out and said, hey, that's our job. We, you know, we wanted to win. We've got the talent. We deserve, you know, that win. The guys work really hard. That's all fine. But as it stands, they've dropped themselves from having the number one pick to being like a 30% chance of having it. If they were to win again, then I feel like, you know, there'd be mayhem. There'd be blood in the streets in New York. The fan base is so furious that they won because your future of your franchise just hinges so much on the quarterback position. I don't think Sam Darnold is the answer. Whereas for the Browns, they've been energized by outside results. Watching the Pittsburgh Steelers slip on a banana peel the last 3 weeks, three straight losses for the Steelers, and the Steelers have a really tough game this week, the Browns now see an opportunity to win the division, win the AFC North. Who would have thought that was possible? So I think they've come out strong here against the Jets. I'm going to play them in the first half, -4.5 at $1.87. It's on Top Sport. Just one quirk, Top Sport's offices are closed, I've been told, for Christmas Day. So you just have to wait to bet that one anytime from tomorrow. But I expect that should still be there. Otherwise, play the -5 at $1.90. Just that it's not a key half point. It won't cost you a win. Worst case, it would be a push, and it's 3 cents high on Bet365. But that game's not till Monday, so it should be no issues getting that bet on the Browns. Next up, speaking of the Steelers, this is a very interesting game. So they are on the road to the Colts. And as I mentioned, they've really struggled. And look, I've called it. I don't think I've had many bets on the Steelers. I mentioned when Devin Bush went out, that was such a big loss. Really, I look at this defense. They got four absolute blue chippers. So they got Minka Fitzpatrick at safety. They had Devin Bush at linebacker. They had Bud Dupree and TJ Watt on the defensive line. Well, you've lost half of that of those blue chippers because Bud Dupree went out about 3 weeks ago. It's no coincidence. They've dropped off as well. And their shortcomings are also on offense. Big Ben just not in sync with his wide receivers, and they've got no run game. So like for a team that was unbeaten, that people were saying, well, the Steelers are the best team in the NFL because no one's beaten them, whereas the Chiefs did have one loss. Look at them now. I mean, now it's like the way they've played the last 3 weeks is awful. I think this is an all-in spot. Although I've really been quite high on the Colts all season, it's still Phil Rivers against what's still a very good Steelers defense. Not best in the league like they were before the injuries, but still top 10, if not pushing top 5. Hugely motivated because if they could win this game, they will actually win the division. But if they drop this one, and I'm going to assume the Browns win, then they play the Browns in week 17. And the Browns are in better form than the Steelers. So they would be in real danger of letting this division slip, which should have been impossible when they had about a 4-game lead over the Browns. So I'm going to take the Steelers now. When I've got a very slight underdog, I do like to take them in the first half, plus half a point. It has bitten me once or twice this year where I've taken a team catching points in the first half because they're an underdog. They're down by more than that number, and then they come back and win. But I just like it because in a shorter period of time, you're halving the amount of game time, so you're halving the scoring, and you're getting plus points. So it's more valuable because there's more chance of a tie score at halftime than there is, say, at full-time. And both these teams do have good defenses. So my best bet is Steelers plus 0.5, $1.86. I think all in effort after the embarrassing loss to the Cincinnati Bengals on Monday Night Football. Next one's an interesting game as well. Philadelphia Eagles are at the Dallas Cowboys. And they're both still technically alive to win their division, although Washington definitely has the inside track. It's an interesting one because Dallas pulled the outright upset last week, beating San Francisco, but I don't know if that team's still really trying all that hard this year, so I'm not super impressed by that win over San Fran. Whereas the Eagles lost last week, and I believe they didn't cover. I think they lose the game to Arizona by 7, and they were a 6.5-point underdog. But you kind of came away from that game being quite impressed by Philly because Jalen Hurts could really throw the ball in that game. And I don't know, was it a bit of a mirage, just a one game? But I'll tell you this, the team truly is energized by having him in there. He commands the locker room. They respect him. They love him, but by all accounts. Carson Wentz is quite the opposite. He was always kind of an outsider, which is weird to say when he should be the leader of the franchise there. So I just feel that the energy and the juice around this Philadelphia team is real. And I think they're going to come into this game. They've got the more realistic chance of still winning the division. I think they're going to win. I think Philly, if they do have a weakness, it's their secondary, and Dallas does have good wide receivers, so I can see both these teams scoring, and I think Philly's winning. I was nearly going to play just the -2.5, but I'll go race to 20 at $1.86, because, and that's on Bet365, and that's because I think both these teams should get to 20, and I think Philadelphia wins the game, so I don't have to kind of lay any points. I know there's a scenario where they're not first to 20 and they cover, but there's also the scenario there where they get to 20 and don't even win, but we would still win our bet. And I just think they're going to be better on offense if they're dictating terms, if they're getting in front, because we know the running game with Miles Sanders and with Jalen Hurts, what he can do on the ground, they can do everything they want to do if they're leading. So a race to points kind of feeds in where if they fall behind, they could become a bit more one-dimensional, and I feel a lot less confident about them covering anyway. And finally, I like the Green Bay Packers. They are -3, and I reckon by game time, they'll be -3.5 across the board. Home favorites to the Tennessee Titans. Now, I understand the Titans are off two big wins, but they've played two crappy opponents. Green Bay is still, as I kind of said last week when I was very strongly suggested they'd beat the Panthers, they've got the number one seed, like the destiny, in their hands now. They really are sniffing, at the very least, a Super Bowl appearance. I don't think any team not called Kansas City can be confident they're going to win the Super Bowl this year. But Green Bay, like, they've got the quarterback, obviously. They've got the roster. They've got strong home field, which plays into an advantage in this game as well, even with limited fans. And they've just got the real opportunity with no other teams that they fear in the NFC. And everyone will have to go through them unless they slip up here. If they slip up, it opens the door back up for the Saints. So that's why I think Green Bay are going to come out strong here. And I can't believe we're laying just a field goal. I think that they are clearly the better team than Tennessee. That's -3 at $1.86 on Bet365. So what I noticed was, quite a lot of my best bets, or at least a few, are all on Bet365. And the ones that weren't, or if I was taking like a first half line or something, I thought, well, if I think the team's going to cover in the first half, I still definitely lean the value. Maybe I can't find a bet that I think wins close to 60% of the time. But even if it's 55%, even if it's 53%, let's build it into a multi. I've talked about 7 games I like and why. So the multi builds those 7 sides into it to pay 117-1, including the bonus. So that is Saints -6.5, Chiefs -10.5, Bears -7.5, Browns -9.5, Steelers +1.5, Philly -2.5, and Green Bay -3. I think they're all $1.90 apart from that last one. Green Bay is $1.86. Paying 90 normally and then with a 30% bonus. And I'm going to post that up in the app and the group now, but I'm sharing it on the pod for you guys as well. Like, no guarantees with 100-1, but I don't give out 100-1s all the time. Just when I feel that I've got that many legs that I believe are all value, as every leg in your multi should always be. If you legitimately want to actually be able to profit long-term from multis. And this year, the multis have done a lot better than the best bets, really, to be honest, with I think up about 79 units after 15 weeks. Okay, bonus pick time. College football, I'll be honest, I have not followed the college football as closely as I have in past seasons, and certainly nowhere near as closely as the NFL. But I think bit of fun, decent value. I've bet this myself. Now, I did get $4 and I bet it a week ago, but they had to win one more game, the team I'm backing, which is the Clemson Tigers, since then. So this is equivalent value to what I got. Paying $3.60 to win the championship, but basically they're playing in, I guess, a semi-final. They play the two playoff games, right? So it's down to the final four, and they're playing Ohio State. I think it's on January 1st or 2nd, while Alabama plays Notre Dame. Now, Alabama's going to walk all over Notre Dame. Clemson's got it a bit tougher there, but I think Clemson's going to win that game. They're like a $1.30 favorite. We're going to get Clemson-Alabama again in the title game, which will be... I don't know the exact date off the top of my head, but it's about mid-January. And I think Clemson could be about $2.50 in the title game. Alabama undefeated this year. Clemson did have one loss, but they lost the game when their stud quarterback, who I spoke about before, Trevor Lawrence, who's going to the NFL next year, almost certainly, had COVID. Now he's back. I just think this team might be underrated because they had their season kind of thrown to a bit of turmoil. They had that early loss. People questioned whether they'd make the playoffs, but I watched them play last week against Notre Dame. They absolutely touched them up. They're red hot. And if they smoke Ohio State, this game could be closer to really a 50-50 title game. And I don't think you're going to feel dumb having $3.60 on a guy who may go down as one of the great college and potentially professional quarterbacks. So this is about value to me and a bit of fun and a bet that you can ride for the next couple of weeks on college football with a few big games coming up. If you like that, that's a value play, not really a best bet, but as I said, I'm on it myself. I'll share it out. And lastly, the Tripod Wide World Bet of the Week. And I just shout this out now because if you want to bet it, you can bet it tomorrow morning. It's on Top Sports, so you cannot bet it tonight being Christmas, but you can bet it early Boxing Day before the NBA. That's if you're interested. I just think it's a great bet, so I want to shout it out again. I'm betting on the highest individual score, run score, in the Boxing Day Test Match cricket to be higher than the number of points that the Brooklyn Nets score tomorrow against the Celtics. I know that sounds convoluted, but basically, the Nets are expected to score about 115, the highest run scorer in the test. Over-unders, and I trust the marketplace, has it about 125. Therefore, definitely in my mind, it's a better than 50-50 play, and the odds are $2.25. Anytime you're getting over $2 on something that you believe wins more than half the time, it's clearly profitable long-term, and if you agree with me, then that would be a good fun bet that you can have. Regardless of what the Nets score, we'd love them to be 100 in their neighborhood of 100, rather than, you know, 120 plus. But regardless of what they score, you've got something you can cheer for the rest of the next 5 days or whatever of the cricket test match, just cheering for somebody to have a nice big knock, ton up, and go on with it a little bit further. And I think, obviously, if they get 130 or more, or even 125 or more, should be enough for us to cash a $2.25 winner. And that will do it, guys. So, Merry Christmas, if I didn't say that before. Like, I hope you guys had a great day today. I hope you guys enjoyed this pod. And thanks for a great year. Thanks for the support. Even shout out Alexi, because the work he has put in for the last 6 years, you know, I'm very grateful that we have the group that we do and the audience that we have, that you guys are the ones that make the hard work worthwhile, because I still love applying myself every week, trying to find as many winners as I can on the NFL and any sport that I can find an advantage and sharing it out. So all the best, guys. Good luck with these bets. As always, gamble responsibly. Lego.